Director Vogt appeared before the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Development Committee to discuss consumer protections. South Carolina Republican Tim Scott chairs the committee. He asked Vogt about what he called the CFPB's past heavy hand.
Can you discuss why an activist CFPB that regulates through enforcement or post or press releases or threats is harmful to consumers?
Well, it raises the costs on them. And when you have a supervision approach and enforcement posture that honestly resembles a sue and settle approach, you don't have clear guidance to the financial markets, to the regulated entities in any way that allows people to take risks, to innovate when they feel that their innovation is going to have the hard edge of a regulator come behind them.
In her opening remarks, Massachusetts Democrat and ranking committee member Elizabeth Warren laid out a bit of Vogt's record on protecting consumers at the CFPB.
On multiple occasions, Mr. Vogt tried to fire nearly all the staff and shut off the agency's funding. Mr. Vogt has clearly made it his mission to delete the agency from existence. He has failed.
Senator Warren questioned Vogt about actions he's dismissed against companies that have been caught defrauding consumers that have also donated money to his boss, President Trump.
You've dropped 40-plus actions for companies. How many of those companies have donated to President Trump?
I have no idea. Because
you
I
have
never
no
looked
idea.
At such
Actually,
things.
Some of them were telling you. Toyota, for example, said, we've reached out to the White House, and it's a matter of public record, where they donated $1 million.
Vogt was on Capitol Hill Wednesday facing questions from House lawmakers on the same issue. Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock asked Vogt why the CFPB, under his leadership, didn't appeal a federal court decision striking down its rule that wiped out medical debt for millions of Americans.
Medical debt can ruin credit scores, which can make it impossible for folks to ever buy a home. Do you know how many more mortgages consumers would have been able to afford each year if you hadn't overturned the rule?
I don't have that off the top of my head, sir.
So the answer is 22,000. So 22,000 mortgages that consumers would have been able to afford.
Vogt leaves the post on August 1st. President Trump has nominated Capital One executive and former CFPB official Brian Johnson to head up the agency. Capital One has donated to President Trump's political campaign. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.